Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, coming at you live with another dose of morning hustle rituals. We're talking about that pesky little gremlin we all know, procrastination. Ever feel like it's got a permanent seat on your shoulder, whispering sweet, nothing's about later and tomorrow? You know that feeling when you've got a mountain of work staring back at you and your brain is convinced that binge-watching Netflix is a far more important task? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It's often rooted in fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of getting started. But guess what? That fear only gains power when we let it control us. Today, we're breaking free from that grip and unlocking the secrets to overcoming procrastination and actually getting things done. Now, this isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine overnight. We're talking about building sustainable habits that work for you, one small step at a time. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you bust through that procrastination barrier. 1. Embrace the power of just 5 minutes. You know that saying Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither is tackling your biggest task. Instead of getting overwhelmed by the enormity of it all, tell yourself, I'm just gonna work on this for 5 minutes. Often, once you get started, that initial resistance melts away and you find yourself pushing forward. 2. Break it down into bite-sized chunks. Think about your biggest project. It probably feels like a monster, right? Instead of staring at the whole thing in terror, break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Suddenly, that overwhelming mountain becomes a series of achievable steps. 3. The 2-minute rule, your secret weapon. If you can complete a task in 2 minutes or less, do it now. This simple rule eliminates those little things that tend to pile up and create mental clutter. It's about building momentum and creating a sense of accomplishment throughout the day. 4. Identify your procrastination triggers. What are your kryptonite distractions? Is it social media, email notifications, or maybe even that comfy couch calling your name? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for minimizing their impact. Maybe turn off those notifications, set specific work hours, or find a different workspace altogether. 5. Celebrate your wins big and small. You deserve to acknowledge your accomplishments. When you reach a milestone, no matter how small, celebrate it. Treat yourself, share your success with someone, or simply take a moment to appreciate your progress. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and makes the journey more enjoyable. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Picture this. You've got that big presentation due next week, but every time you sit down to start working on it, you find yourself scrolling through social media or daydreaming about your weekend plans. Sound familiar? This is procrastination in action. But what if instead of getting caught in that loop, you applied those 5 tips we just talked about? You could break down the presentation into smaller sections. Research, outline, create slides, rehearse. You could set aside specific time slots for working on it and eliminate distractions during those times. And most importantly, remember to celebrate each milestone, finishing a section, getting a positive feedback on your draft, nailing your rehearsal. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about making consistent progress. So, my friends, let's take what we learned today and put those strategies into action. Remember, every small step you take is a victory. Don't let fear hold you back any longer. Embrace the power of starting now, and watch your goals become reality. As always, keep hustling and keep shining. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share this episode with anyone who needs a little motivation to get started on their day. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.